This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. It is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial, the different ways they can help you, or if you're an employer, options for you there as well. All online at klausfinancial.com. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can get signed up online as well as learn more about Klaus Financial all on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. And joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are we doing this morning, guys?
Well, good morning, my friend, John.
Good to hear from you, CJ. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. I just wanted to do a shout out. Happy Veterans Day to all of you out there who've served our country, and also those families who have helped support them. We really, really appreciate your service.
Well said, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Love to help you out this morning. If you've got a question, get you on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We always have a lot of fun and a lot of great information is shared each and every week on the program. And, of course, all the other great things going on. It's the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do one again this week. Another fantastic prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, a $25 gift card to Dick's. Tell you a little bit later on the program how you can win that. Little tip, if you listen closely to the show, both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program. And before we start talking this week, which is, of course, about when it comes to retirements and saving for retirements, I'm also be talking about gifting. I think a lot of folks thinking about that this time of year. So we'll get the details from CJ and Malia. Before we get to that conversation, let's take a look back at last week's conversation, talk about our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week from last week, and get not only the question, but the answer there as well.
Yes, we had a great conversation last week about required minimum distributions. A lot of listeners and a lot of callers last week, so thanks for listening, and congratulations to our winner from last week. The question was, if you withdraw less than your RMD, your required minimum distribution, in a given year, how much of a penalty will you have to pay? Was it 10% or 50%? Our caller correctly answered 50%. So make sure that's not you. Make sure you take all your RMDs out as scheduled each year as soon as you hit the age of 72, which is what we talked about last week.
It's a real fantastic and fascinating conversation. And if you missed any part of last week's program or you missed today's, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. Check out the podcast right online. That's klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Again, as we mentioned, we'll be talking this week, of course, when it comes to saving for retirements. And with the holidays coming up, there is some guidance when it comes to gifting, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Obviously, this time of the year, we start thinking about gifting not only, you know, a present, something you buy, a toy or something like that for a child, but then we also start to think for maybe our grown children or for a friend in need about monetary gifts. And so between monetary gifts and gift and presents, we start to ask questions about taxes or tax benefits or deductions, things like that. So, obviously, this comes up quite often, and we do want to remind our listeners as we move towards this topic that we are not accountants, so we do suggest that you speak with your personal accountant or CPA on any gift that you'd be looking at giving. But first, let's define what is considered a gift. The IRS considers any transfer to an individual, either directly or indirectly, where full consideration measured in money or money's worth is not received in return. The general rule is that any gift is a taxable gift. Now, just that right there throws people for a loop. The general rule is that any gift is a taxable gift. Where what you're going to find out as we move forward here is that, however, there's all these exclusions and exemptions to that, which is where a vast majority of gifts fall. But the gift tax exclusion for federal gift tax purposes is currently $15,000 per recipient in 2021. That means that you can gift $15,000 per person to as many people as you want with no federal gift tax consequences. And if you think about that, if you're married, and let's say you have grown children, I could give $15,000 to one of my children, and my spouse could give $15,000 to one of my grown children. So it could be $30,000 per child, and there is no federal gift tax consequences. Additionally, in your lifetime in 2021, the maximum that you can give is $11.7 million over your lifetime, which is also the federal estate tax exemption, by the way. So if you multiply that by two, that's $23.4 million per couple in 2021, and you pay no federal estate or gift tax. So think of it this way. I can gift $15,000 per year with no gift federal gift tax consequences. But over my lifetime, I can gift up to $11.7 million for myself, or $23.4 million per couple with no tax consequences. So you see my point. When you hear this, the general rule is that any gift is taxable. It makes you think, oh my goodness, I'm going to pay tax when I give money to somebody. No. That's just not the case. Now, an alert for all of you. There is currently legislation being reviewed that may significantly adjust those limits. The proposal, at least, would reduce the federal estate and gift tax exemption from where it is currently at $11.7 million to $5 million, which is inflation adjusted up to closer to $6 million as of today. But for those of you who are listening, these are still really big numbers, right? So even if it comes from 11.7 back down to closer to 6 million, 6 million times 2 is 12 million for a couple. That's still a lot of money you can give during or after life, or what they call over a lifetime. And here's the key. There is no savings for the giver, and usually no taxes to be paid by the recipient. Let me repeat that. No tax savings for the giver, and usually no taxes to be paid by the recipient. So just this week, Sean, I had two people talk to me and say, one of them said, hey, I gave a loan to my child, and I'm thinking of forgiving that loan this year so that I can reduce my tax consequences, right? And what that person is really saying is they view that forgiveness of the loan to their child as a gift that is deductible, and they're wrong. That is not a deductible gift. Another person came in and said, hey, I have a big tax liability because I did a Roth conversion this year. I think I'm going to give a bunch of money away to my kids so I can reduce my tax liability. Listen, your children are not charities. So you cannot make deductions. Now, the good news is you're not going to pay tax when you give them that money, nor will they pay tax when they receive it. So that's good news. But you can't also then get a deduction off of your taxes. I know I'm bursting some people's bubbles right now, so I hope I'm not, disappointing you. But gifts to children that are non-charities are not deductible gifts.
And we talked, last week a bit? I know we talked about qualified charitable distributions and other. Was that last week we talked mm-hmm. about? Yeah, because I remember that coming up then as well.
That's right. Yeah. So we should try to be generous with family members, friends, whether we're getting a deduction or not. But you do need to very clearly understand what is a deductible gift, what is not deductible. And then furthermore, you need to speak with your accountant, because there's these things called itemized deductions that have to exceed the standard deduction. So a lot going on here, but just to start with, be aware of some of these limits.
Really nice layout there from CJ Kloss. Of course, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mentioned, by the way, the podcast. You can listen back to this week's program as well as previous shows all online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right on the website. And the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Or if you have a question for Malia and CJ, we would love to hear from you this morning at 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. And we'll take your call next, and we'll also talk a little bit more about gift tax and what exactly that is and what you need to know on that front. And we'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
Thank you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Get you on the air at 608-321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. That conversation is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this morning, of course, about giving and charitable giving, or just friendship, family, those type of people that you care about, giving to them what you need to know. And let's talk then about, if you're giving a monetary gift to someone, do you then have to pay a gift tax, or how does that work, Malia?
Yeah, well, so CJ just was alluding to this. So unless you're in that category, as he said, with the $11.7 million per person, even in the event that gets reduced down, unless you are in that category, most likely there will be no gift tax associated with a gift that you're going to make in your lifetime. So I think people get really nervous because, again, they want to be generous, but they don't want to, you know, have to pay tax on these gifts. So most people are going to be just fine, but it's important to understand what's excluded, what's not considered a gift. So there are some exceptions to the rule, one of which is if you give $15,000 or less, that will not be taxed as a gift. Another important one is tuition or medical expenses that you pay for someone. You actually pay directly to the educational or medical provider. So we'll be talking about that a little later, but that's really important to understand that if you're helping do that for somebody, that could in fact not be considered a gift. Gifts to your spouse, if they're a U.S. citizen, are generally excluded, depending on the amount. Again, not going over the exemptions. Gifts to your political organization for its use. And finally, as CJ said, gifts to your children are not tax deductible. So it's not as complicated as we make it out to seem sometimes, but it's just understanding the limits. And again, we want you to be generous. And that's the most important part here.
And if my son's listening right now, this was a question I got to ask, which is why should we consider gifting then to our kids, and what kind of gifts there should we consider?
Exactly.
You should never give these gifts. No. That's the takeaway, Sean. Yeah. Come on.
Mattson, I hope you're listening this morning. Yes.
We have to get Sean retired first.
Yes.
The first thing. But, you know, we talk a lot to our clients once we know that they are financially sound to enjoy, you know, hopefully 2 or 3 decades of retirement. We really spend a lot of time talking about the gifting aspect, starting a strategy. So, you know, it's always better, always in life, to give and to be alive, to give and see a gift, received. And now you have to realize it's always a gift and you can't dictate what gets done with that gift when you're living. And we do see families kind of have problems. They give, you know, X amount to their adult children and they go out and buy a boat with it, right? And the family's going, man, you know, I know it's a gift, but I didn't think they'd spend it on that. Well, that's what a gift is. You're gifting it away. But it's really nice to see that, because what we see later in life as people, especially with increased longevity, is that people are hitting their 80s and 90s and their children are in their 70s inheriting money. And they honestly don't need that, want that. It's just more of a stress than anything. So we would suggest start looking at when your kids are in their 30s, 40s, or early 50s, a strategy that could really help them. Another idea we see is family vacations. We'll see our clients consider renting a vacation home for a season or something for all their family to come to. So that's a wonderful way to kind of do a gifting strategy. And then retirement accounts. You could help make contributions to your children's or grandchildren's retirement accounts as soon as they have taxed earned income. So what that means is you know, they have to have the earned income. You can't provide that for them. But let's say they have a Roth IRA it could be a grandchild, you know, working part-time, and you could actually up to the amount up to, you know, if they have earnings of up to $6,000, you could help put money into that for them. And what a wonderful gift. Again, no deduction for you, but a wonderful gift for them that could just grow by leaps and bounds over their lifetime. So lots of creative ways to help your family members without incurring taxes.
That is a really, that last one, especially with the grandkids, and if you're able to make that contribution to IRA, how nice that would is going to grow over the years and decades, and all really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about CJ and Malia and everyone at Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website mentioned. Learn more about Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, help you there as well. Again, learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talk a little bit more about gifting. We'll talk education. We'll also talk about medical expenses. And we will do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as Kloss Quiz Question Week. So much coming up in that next segment. You're going to want to stick around here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning about gifting with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget that initial get-to-know-you appointment with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, and the team at Kloss Financial is complimentary to you. All you got to do to set up an appointment is give them a call, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. In that last segment, left off talking about some of the things that to consider when making a gift, some of the options out there, some things that people may not have thought of. What about doing things like gifting towards maybe education or medical expenses? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so this is a great example of an exception to kind of that $15,000 annual gift tax exclusion. Now, I should mention, if you're really listening closely, you're hearing that you can give a lot of money over your lifetime or at death without tax consequences. However, remember, if you're an inheritor of your parents' estate and part of their estate that's less than $11 million, let's say, has an IRA, that will be income taxable to you as the recipient. But as long as it's not over that $11 million total level, then you don't pay a separate estate tax. So there is a fair amount of complexity here. Once you kind of get your mind wrapped around it, it makes some sense, but just something to be aware of. And furthermore, it doesn't mean you can't give over $15,000 to a child or grandchild in any given year. It's just if you go over that $15,000, then you have to file what's called a gift tax return, which then is part of every return moving forward, which can get a little bit cumbersome. But to your question, education and medical expenses are one of the exceptions to that $15,000 annual gifting limit, because you can give an unlimited amount to your children for tuition or medical expenses. So education and retraining can be an excellent way for you to help your children to become more self-sufficient. And additional training, certificates, degrees, of course, have the potential to make them more employable or help them earn more money in the future. Now, there are a couple of rules to be aware of here. The money must be paid directly to the educational institution or the medical provider, and it cannot first go to the child in order for that, you know, $15,000 exclusion to be waived. And helping to pay off student loans would not count for the exception unless you were a co-signer on the original loan. Of course, this is despite the fact that the debt was originally incurred for tuition. And then the third rule is just that medical expenses can be a real burden, especially early in life, and you can help reduce that burden by paying those expenses and not be subject to that annual limit. So not really a rule, just a reminder there for you.
Really good explanation there when it comes to those areas. And of course, if you missed any part of today's program, we always put the show right up at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Listen back to this week as well as previous shows, programs, again, all online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered right here on the program. As a matter of fact, we're going to open up the email bag right now for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Maureen writes in, she says, I'm planning on retiring in the next 3 years and still have a mortgage on my house. Since my interest rate is so low, does it make sense to pay off before I retire?
Ah, such a great question, Maureen. And we'll start off answering this question, Maureen, as we do all of them, which is, it depends. Depends on your circumstances and where you're at financially, how much you have in retirement accounts versus non-retirement accounts, your cash flow, income sources, spousal relationships, on and on and on. It depends. However, as we always do, we don't like to be too vague. We'll give you some of our opinions and kind of some things to be aware of. Personally, we would always prefer that you enter retirement debt-free. Not having a monthly mortgage or a car loan payment is always preferable from our perspective. Now, many people do argue that if you're itemizing on your taxes and you get an interest deduction, maybe it's a benefit to you. Personally, we think that's a bunch of hooey, by the way. But that's something to be aware of. And then, of course, some advisors will say, well, why are you going to pay off that debt at 2.5% when you're earning 6%, 7%, 8% on your investments? And here's what we would say. Listen, we are very good at math. We get that concept of what's called the arbitrage opportunity between the rate that you're paying on your debt versus what you're getting on your investments. However, what we would say to you is, in retirement is the time of life where you don't want to be taking on excess risk. If you're ever going to try and take advantage of that arbitrage opportunity between debt and investment rates of return, that it should be when you're younger and accumulating wealth, not when you are in retirement and trying to just like ride into the sunset. So again, we would consider that you should try to pay that off. However, it rarely makes sense to take a large amount out of your retirement account to do this because it could jack you up into a higher tax bracket. So Maureen, as you can hear me saying, there's a lot of factors that go into this. Generally speaking, we'd like you to be debt-free. But generally speaking, you don't want to take huge chunks out of your retirement account to become debt-free because of tax consequences. So in a roundabout way, I am saying, great question. Talk to your accountant, your financial advisor, and get advice from them. Thanks for the question.
A lot of factors there to be weighing. That is for sure. Great question. As always, don't forget, you too can submit a question right online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Per the IRS, how much are you allowed to gift per person in 2021? Is it $10,000 per person or $15,000 per person? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Dick's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment with Kloss. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you guys. Holly Frank joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Live from the Group Health Cooperative News Center, this is continuing team coverage on News Talk 1310 WIBA.